Sam from Flow San Diego wants to introduce you to some of the best dance music artists in the scene. Flow San Diego.
Hey guys, this is Sam from Glow San Diego, and I'm here with Throttle.
Hello.
Hi. So you are playing Music Box tonight.
I am. With
nice.
Frequencies.
I'm not going to lie. So I really like who you are on social media.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, you're really honest, you're really raw, you're really open. And one thing I really liked that stood out to me when I was Facebook stalking you and or Twitter cool. stalking you was when you performed Where You Are in Montreal for the first time. And you admitted you were scared to play D&B sets, which I feel like was like, you know, you were performing out of your element or kind of out of your comfort zone. Would you say that's kind of true?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to do with the whole EP was like break out of this box that I put myself in over the last like 3 or 4 years, I guess, which musically was very like housey and kind of in the one lane. So yeah, to do that for the first time was amazing because like going to a Throttle set like a year ago and hearing drum and bass would be ridiculous. So to be able to do that now with the EP is amazing.
Right. And I mean, nothing describes tour life more than this. You are like, it's 3:25 a.m. and I'm ordering IHOP off of Uber Eats. What way did that go? I'm just curious. It could go one of two ways. So it's
amazing.
Fair to say.
It was absolutely amazing. I'm such an IHOP fan. Yeah, it was amazing. This is in Atlanta too. This is like, no, sorry, where were we the other day? In,
Where?
This is Chicago, sorry. Like way out of the city, but yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, so tour life is going good. It's,
tour life
it's
is going
basically
great.
Uber Eats every night at 3:25. Like, what were you guys doing up until 3:25? I have questions.
I was just super jet lagged, unfortunately. Unfortunately.
Well, you dissected each of your songs off your newest project by leaving them with a story, and each one like evoked some kind of emotion. Like one being when you made Cities, which you produced by yourself. And included your own natural voice on the song. I really liked that. So I can imagine that being a really special song to you. What's one of your favorite stories behind one of the tracks you've recently made?
I mean, I love Japan. Japan was like a real global song. Like it was made, it was written in LA, like near like Arrowhead. And then the production was inspired by a trip to Japan. And then was finished in my house in Melbourne, and then Mesto worked on it a bit in Amsterdam. So that was like definitely the most global song of the EP, because a lot of it was just made in my bedroom. But that one was, and it took ages to finish. But yeah, that was my favorite one for sure.
Yeah, and these are things you're creating your own bedroom that you've just brought into like full life, all of these tracks. And I'm just like, it really shows how much you've progressed and stuff. Like, I love Japan. I actually am a huge fan of Dreamers too. And I was like checking out some of your music, and obviously you went to social media to kind of thank your fans for following you on like that journey. And now you're on tour with Lost Frequencies, and you two dropped a record together just recently, Lost Like Us, right?
Yes.
Is that the reason you two are on tour together? Or
yeah, and just good mates, good vibes. Yeah. No, it is off the back of the collab. We've done a few shows before that. We'd played in Croatia together a few times. So this was like the first opportunity we've had to do a full tour. And to be supporting him straight after the song is perfect. So
yeah, and then you've said you've never received like such positive reaction from your fans as you have now. Like, you've probably gotten like a lot of good feedback from your most recent work, especially Dreamers.
Yeah. It's been the most instant I've ever had a reaction to music, for sure. Like, playing stuff off the EP that, like, day of release, and people were already, like, cheering within a few seconds of playing was unreal. Usually with the dance stuff, for me, it's, like, a bit of a slower build. Like, it takes a few months before people know the new song. But, yeah, with the EP and Lost Like Us, it's been super instant, which is amazing.
Yeah, no, definitely. And you share a lot of your musical interests, and I think that's cool too. So you're a big fan of Bon Iver, who isn't, honestly. You listen to Dom Dalla, even calling him a king, quote unquote. And I mean, you attended a Flume show recently. So who are some of your bigger artists or people that you resonate with or that you're a fan of?
Yeah, right now I love Bon Iver. I love Billie Eilish. But like on a whole, the EP is very Aussie influenced, I guess. Like being in Australia and being surrounded by Triple J all the time, like you really start to feel the influence once you're there. And it's very bandy, it's very indie, like anything from Dom Dolla, I guess, on the house side to Flume on the electronic side, but even people like Vera Blue, who's Australian, like Tones and I came through there. It's kind of anything in the electronic indie sphere, I guess, is like being the big power behind the EP.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk about struggling with mental health, being proud of yourself, and just how music means everything to you. Do you think that's like something you struggle with, or like that's a hard part of you when it comes to creating?
Not anymore, for sure. Off the back of this EP, like for a while, it was just sort of that I'd boxed myself, like I said, and didn't really have the chance to make what I wanted to do creatively. But yeah, with the EP, it's just me letting all that out, I guess. So yeah, it's nice to finally do that with my music.
Yeah, and so I want to get into some traveling stories. These have become some of my favorite questions to ask people. And, you know, I saw that you said that Melbourne hits harder when it comes to coffee. And you shared, like, you went into, like, Vancouver and everybody was saying, like, sorry instead of yes. sorry. But you heard yes. it, like, 400 times. So, I mean, these are pure gold sayings. Like, what have you experienced or what's something really funny that you've taken away from traveling?
Jeez. I mean, the thing that I guess happens most commonly to me is because I can't have lactose. So anywhere, I mean, in America, it's fine. But every time I travel, it's become like the biggest nightmare ever. Like you go to China and you try to ask for a soy latte. Like, good luck.
Nice.
Honestly, every time I travel to Asia, it's like three coffees later, I get my coffee. So that has been like a big struggle for me and something that's become a bit of a joke on tour.
Okay, for sure. What are some things that you're really psyched about or you want to share?
The EP, I guess. For those who haven't heard it, it's called Where You Are. It's out now. Plug done. No, but I have the tour with Lost Frequencies at the moment, obviously, which is amazing. We have five or six shows left. And then I'm going to be doing a big EP tour in January, February.
Cool. Well, I'm excited to see you at Music Box tonight. Thanks for coming in.